life. Now we should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I want to tell you this, Meir Rabbi Yisai, and for many of you this will be a revolution. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Yoshev B'Shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Yoshev B'Shamayim. It's a pasuk, Yoshev B'Shamayim Yitzchok. And the Gemara says a story that Rabbah was sitting, and there were two little boys, two little Tamidim, little Tinoikim. One was Rava, one was Abaya, who later became the greatest Amoraim. And Rabbah asked these babies, he said, who created the world? Who created the world? And they said, Rachmana HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where is Hashem? And there was a gewaltig machlokes, which I'm not going to explain at this moment. One of the little boys went outside and pointed to the sky. And the other one pointed up to the ceiling, also to the sky. And Rabbi was very excited, said, you both would be Moira Haroya. You're both geniuses. What is me pointing to the sky? Melech Haaretz Kavoida. For sure there's a concept of Melech Haaretz Kavoida. But there is such a thing as Yeshev B'Shamayim Yitzchok. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say, V'kisei Kvoide B'Shamayim Mal. You know what that means in simplest language? In simplest language means that when there was a Beis HaMikdosh, then Hashem Yisbarach Shekhinah was in the Beis HaMikdosh. And today, listen to what I'm saying. Today, you have a Mikdash Ma'at. You can find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis Medrash. Or in a Beis Yankov classroom when they're learning Torah, which is also a Beis Medrash. I'm not talking about mitzvahs, not talking about averus. But in the Oretz, in the world, in the mundane world, the simple world, just, I'm talking about the American bombing in Iraq. Nothing wrong with it. But that's not Hashem Yisbarach. When you read the New York Times, you're not with Hashem Yisbarach. So what? So nothing. So baloney. That's all. So nothing. You're not with Hashem Yisbarach. That's all. So what? I have to be 24 hours with Hashem Yisbarach? So that's all. What should I tell you? That's why we have Rosh Hashanah. That's why we have Rosh Hashanah. To change our life pattern and to get and our friendship and our dveikus of hours and hours and hours and hours and days and night and thought and understanding and intelligence with a goy. And I'm not talking about any avarice, I'm just talking about simple socializing. And to start having a shaychis of spending time with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is Mesiras Nefesh. That is Mesiras Nefesh because it's a change in life pattern. It's a change in life pattern. That is Mesiras Nefesh. Am Yisrael as a whole, the tzura of Am Yisrael, the picture of a Jew, when we were in Har Sinai, and it's good to remember, when we were in Har Sinai, Har Sinai and Matan Torah is described in the Torah endless times, many, many times as a wedding. As a wedding. Why as a wedding? Yom Chasunosoi Zay Matan Torah. Yom Simchas Liboy Zu Hakomas HaMishkan. The wedding was Matan Torah. Why is Matan Torah a wedding? Why is it described as a wedding? Because there's a difference between a wedding contract and other contract. Because if I make a partnership with my partner, and we make money together, we don't share life together. And Matan Torah was a promise to Hashem that we're going to share life. And let me finish. Yom Chasunosoi, our wedding day was Matan Torah, but there was no Simcha. Do you know where there was Simcha? You know when Hashem was happy? Because if you have a man and wife that get married, and together they go out to the park, there's a wedding, there's no simcha, because there's no privacy, there's no bias. When Hashem built the Beis HaMikdosh, that was Simchas Liba. Then he said, well, if we can live together, that's a simcha. And today, Moedev Rabbeisai, the chasana, and I'm saying something very revolutionary, and I invite the audience to raise their hand and to argue with me. Our chasana is chai v'kayom. But the simchas liboy, the house, the yichud, the privacy, to live with Hashem, to spend the days with Hashem, this was destroyed. In our latest golus, everyone sitting here and listen to the genius of the Yetzer. Everyone sitting here is a tzaddikis and a tznua and doesn't walk out of the house. Doesn't walk out of the house. And the Yetzer will have to make habesh minayot, will have to make a lot of figure eights to get you tzaddikis out of the house and to put you into the street. You should be in a gasmensch. There's no gasmensch in Beis Yankiv and everything parallel to Beis Yankiv. So what does the Yetzer Hara do? If you can't take the mensch into the gas, you take the gas into the mensch. The gas is in our house. The books and the magazines and the newspapers and the radios. And we're talking about bekashis because no treif in a book will be in our house. And the time has come that we have to try to live a life of Hashem Yisborach. And a life of Hashem Yisborach means, I will bring you an example, means a life of Hashem Yisborach. A life of Hashem Yisborach means Shabbos Kodesh. What is Shabbos? Now I think you know that it says in Shulchan Aruch that there's an Aveira to read Shtorei Hedyotis. And the example it brings down in Shulchan Aruch on Shabbos is that if there's a picture on the wall and the bottom, it says the name of the picture, you're not allowed to read that bottom. You're not allowed to read any word which is not Torah on Shabbos. And there's a halacha in the Torah, Shloi Diburcho ki Shabbos ki Diburcho shel Chol. That Shabbos, you don't talk Dvar Mitalim. I don't know how much we keep Shabbos. But let's talk about the halacha of Shabbos. Shabbos is the description of the life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to lead. And I'm sure that for many people sitting here, what I describe now, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos you don't read other books, you don't read magazines, Shabbos we learn Torah. And the Zohar HaKadosh says Talmud Chochem, and by the way, we all know Eshes Chover Kechover, is Bechinas Shabbos, that's what Talmud Chochem is. To make a whole week Shabbos. Now, if many of you people sitting here says, it's poshut, why not? I mean, that's what I do anyways. But those who don't do like that, and I listen to my drosha, and think for a moment, maybe he's right, and maybe we should do like that. Tell me, my dear audience, am I right? It was a sting in the heart. That's all I need now. To live pure, just Torah, Torah, Torah. How could you live like that? That's Mesiras Nefesh. That is Mesiras Nefesh. To live Hashem, that's Mesiras Nefesh. And I want to tell you what this is called in better language. This is called, in better language, Misas Nashika. Do you know who's Zeicher to Misas Nashika? Avraham, Yitzchok, Yaakov. Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, and probably the Emois. Probably. Someone said, told me he saw it someplace. Whatever it is. Probably Seref Gerochavale. I don't know. Avraham Yitzchak Yankif, I want to ask you a kasha motive at Abaisai, which bothered me for years. What does the words Misas Nashika mean? You die from a kiss. If it's a death, it's not a kiss. If it's a kiss, it's not a death. If it's a kiss, how could it be a death? And if it's a death, it's not a kiss. This is a gewaldige kasha. And the Rambam in Nevuchim answers this kasha. And he describes Misas Nashika. And he says these words. He says, Shezu Hamovis, this is death. Shemufkim and Hamovis Be'emes, which is really, the real, in truth, this is the really death, which is not called dying. All right? But still, we call it Misa. And I'll tell you the answer. The answer is as follows, in my opinion. And the answer I realized from a Medrash, I want to tell you this Medrash. The Medrash says that when Aaron HaKohen died, Moshe Rabbeinu brought him to Har HaHor, like it says in Pasuk, and the Medrash describes the Misa of Aaron HaKohen. They came into the Ma'orah, and there was a bed there, Mita Mitzas, and Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron, lay on the bed, and he laid down. Peshoit Yodcha, stretch out your hands, uposhat. Peshoit Raglecha, uposhat. Atsoi Meinecha, close your eyes, and he closed his eyes. And then he was engrobed, it says in the Medrash, in an ono, in a cloud. And then it says in Medrash like this, Moshe said to Aaron, Aaron, Moa Toroi, what do you see? And he said, I don't see anything. And a minute later he said, Aaron, Moa Toroi, what do you see? I don't see anything. The third time he says, what do you see? And Aaron said these words. I'm going to say it in Hebrew, then I'll translate it. He says, Eini kedai lagi loy malach. Avol ze oy malach halavai shayisi kan koydim lakam. I'm not worthy of telling you what I see. But all I could tell you, I wish I was here previously. That's Mises Nashik. Mises Nashik means like this. You go to die. I went out to her to die. He thought he's dying. And he didn't like the idea. And Moshe says, what do you see? I said, I see nothing. I'm going to die. At the moment of the Nashika, all of a sudden, he said, I can't tell you what I see. I can't tell you how delicious it is. I could tell you, I wish I was here yesterday. That's Mises Nashik. Rosh Hashanah, you start off with a shofar, and the shofar is a zetzen cup. The shofar is a knock on the head that's supposed to break us to pieces. And a Rosh Hashanah was supposed to break ourselves, to make ourselves a korban to Hashem. But then Rosh Hashanah all of a sudden turns into a situation of a Yom Kippur, and it becomes a Sukkot, it becomes a Simchas Torah. And it's a promise that this korban will bring you such enjoyment, such beauty in life, that you'll say, oi, where was I until now? And if you want an example, I'll bring you an example. A friar mensch, a non-religious person, starts keeping Shabbos. He is killing himself. Ask him to stop smoking on Shabbos, not to go in your car on Shabbos, stop your phone on Shabbos. Let us ask us, is that death? That's a neshika. Because we're in the neshika. But he starts off with a misa. Kashrus. Kashrus. For these people, for a freie mensch, you people sitting here, we don't realize that. We don't realize that because by us, it's one of the enjoyments of life to trot through Manhattan and you're dead hungry and you pass by one restaurant, another restaurant, a third restaurant. You can go in. You have money in your pocket. Why should you be hungry? By us, it's a compliment, it's a geschmack. I once told this to a friar. He once opened his mouth at me. He didn't know who he was starting up with. I have a bigger mouth than he did. He was laughing at me. You atadati, you're religious. So I said, you enjoy life, I told him. You enjoy life. Did you ever enjoy life? In your? I said, yeah, did you ever have enjoyment in life? I said, when I come home at night and my wife cuts me up a little tomato, if there's a piece of cucumber, by me it's everything. You know why? Because I'm hungry. It's delicious. It's shalom. I said, you come home, you the morning you wait a falafel, then you wait a steak. You come home, you're full, you can't put anything. You how could you enjoy life? You're always stuffed up. How could you enjoy anybody? Could you say thank you to somebody? But for this friar, when he decides to eat in kosher, all of a sudden he realizes that be'etzim he cannot eat till he comes home. It's a misa. It's in a sheik. Shabbos is a misa. It's in a sheik. Kashrus is a misa. It's in a sheik. A lot of other things in life. Sometimes it's terrible. It's a death. It's a kiss. It's beauty. It's delicious. It's a sham. But there are things, the next step in our life, which is a misa. The magazine we're used to reading, the newspaper we're used to reading, the whole pattern of life which we're used to stop it means to become a dummy, not to be intelligent. So we buy our children, I don't know about you, but I know, we buy our children learning yeshivas with langer peyalach and sits us out. Encyclopedia. Why? Today, you have to know something in the world. To live only with Hashem. Just to be married to Hashem. Just one Hashem. It's enough. It's enough that the morning we close our eyes, we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. But is that what it really is? Is that what a yid is? To close your eyes morning and afternoon? Is that what a yid is? No. A yid was designated to live with Hashem 24 hours. I'm not talking about mitzvahs, not talking about averus, we're talking about interest, intelligence, shaychus, to live with Hashem and to find taste in Hashem. Our life, Baruch Hashem, is interesting enough. We have a Pesach, we have a Shavuos, we have a Sukkos. And let us not think about our own personal problem. But let's look at the situation of Am Yisrael. We're drowning. We're drowning. And it's Rosh Hashanah, and it's serious business. And Hashem, never in the history of the Jewish people did the line of Erlich Yiddish, the real inside of the Jewish people, give Hashem his baruch such a back, such a shoulder, such an insult. And it's Rosh Hashanah and it's serious business. Will Hashem keep quiet? It happened in Spain, in philosophy, Hashem didn't keep quiet. It happened in Germany, Hashem didn't keep quiet. Will Hashem keep quiet? That our children, instead of telling them a story of Rabbi Yitzchak Berdichev, we tell them Little Red Riding Hood, we give them all that stupidity. Is there anything wrong? What's wrong? There's nothing wrong. There's no way to describe what's wrong. In our generation, there's nothing wrong. Because that's life. That's life. That's what's wrong. That's what's wrong. And that's what we have in Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah, the halacha of Rosh Hashanah is, V'asisem atem oilo. to sacrifice yourself to Hashem, and let us be intelligent and translate the words whether you like it or not. It means to dedicate your life and your time and your interests and your love and your wants and your enjoyments to Hashem. That's what the halacha of Rosh Hashanah is. Rosh Hashanah does not mean take a feather and tickle your ear. And I'm not saying Musar now. Now I'm saying let us analyze the state. And it's Mesiras Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh. And I want to tell you people, my Rav Rabbi Isai, with this I'm ending my drasha. I think you know that the world doesn't stand in one spot. I'm not looking for COVID, I'm not looking for saying drushes, it's good drushes. I wish there would be 100,000 young ladies here. Because about time someone got up and told us the world. Why is it me? I have an old, that's the last generation. The Gemara says, the last generation, everything will come out of a stone. Evan Mekir Tizok. But you people have to make the change. It's about time that we changed. It's about time that we turned the clock back and we lived a pure Yiddish life that our mothers and our grandmothers lived. We have to continue. It's 50 years after the Holocaust. And Baruch Hashem, you people created a situation of a girl, of a young lady who is a tzaddikus, who davens, who learns, who understands Torah, doesn't talk Lashon Hara, wants a Ben Torah, does Chesed Mesiras Nefesh, and we, as living in this generation, we thank Hashem, Baruch Shekoch Eloi Ba'olami, Hashem, Shem Tzechnish from his generation. The situation of Yiddishkeit today is a Kiddush Hashem. We have to continue. We have to go forward. And I am suggesting, I'm not the one to do it, but I suggest this is the next step. The next step is Baruch Hashem, we do all the mitzvahs beautifully. We don't do any averis. Everyone has his own averile. Everyone has his averile. To make life interesting, we should have a Yom Kippur. Said it. We get angry. We get excited. We have our averile. Baruch Hashem. We daven with not enough kavana. Everyone has his averile. That's it. We said it. There always was and always will be. But we have to move ahead. And I suggest this means to move ahead. We have to create a generation to clean our houses, clean our minds, clean our interests, and find life, simple life, in Hashem. A Shabbos, a Yom Tov, Chinuch. If you have to read something, we have Baruch Hashem, so many Sipur Tzadikim. So say it's moron, it's not intelligent. Sure, it's not intelligent. Because it depends what your taste is, if your mouth is full of other stuff. I was in Eretz Israel, I want to tell you a little story. And with this I will end. I was in Eretz Israel, and I was talking about this kind of ideas, and there was a lady who was a kindergarten teacher, and she told me like this. I was talking about children's stories. That's I was mostly talking about that. So she said, I'm quoting Mamish. She says, for the rabbi, she addressed me as a rabbi. I'm not a rabbi, but that's how she addressed me with COVID. She says, Kishani balas aper sipur. When I come to the kindergarten, I come to some children. I want to say a story. So a little boy picks up his hands. And he says, "Avol rak lo sipur tzaddikim." I don't want to hear stories on tzaddikim. this is upgetaucht, we were holding. This is really, not now, this is a mirror. We were holding. Where does he get such ideas from? Because when his father and his mother and his teacher, when tzaddikim, when the whole concept of Yiddishkeit is a worship, it's not a pattern of life. It's a worship. It's something that you're, it's something that, it's a mesiris nefesh. So he says, I had enough mesiris nefesh, now let me hear a story. And that's why in our Jewish generation we have so much mesiris nefesh. Mesiris nefesh means to give to move and to change life pattern, and in the end it should be mesiris neshike. We should find taste in pure Jewish life. In pure Jewish life. Find all our enjoyments in Hashem, in His Torah, in His mitzvahs. We have enough mitzvahs to keep us busy. And there's plenty to learn, there's plenty to study, there's plenty to understand, there's plenty to sing, and there's plenty to cry about. And if we can dedicate our life to Hashem, I just want to finish with this word. When you dedicate your life to Hashem, and you come to Rosh Hashanah, and we gave a move, a little mysterious nefesh, then we're in trouble. What's about our averus? And we do true with our averus. But how should I say it? The difference is if it's one of the family. You know, I don't know how to say it. Hashem should forgive me for the mashal. A little boy comes in with a smelly diaper. So I saw one time, mommy said, get out of here. And one time she just took him and hugged him. Look at Dinka, look how cute he is. What a mess, what a shpluch. If it's his mommy, if it's his yingle, even a smelly diaper is delicious. But if it's but if his mommy is next door, and he visits this house, visit when you're clean, and if you're dirty, get him to hate. Tell your mommy to take care of you. If we come to Hashem, and our life, our mama and our tata, our interest, our love. Isn't everything what's going on in the world? Isn't all issues of the world? We come visit Hashem. So Hashem says, you have a smelly diaper, get out of here. But if we come to Hashem, we say, Hashem, our life is with you. So Hashem says, Mikvi Yisrael Hashem. Mikvi Yisrael Hashem, Hashem cleanses us. It's in the family. And with this, I finish my drosha. And again, I don't just want to repeat. I said many things this evening. And each one by itself is not connected. So if the last thing I said doesn't interest you, take one of the previous things. The first thing, Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yisai, you should know Rosh Hashanah, we have to make some kind of a change. Mapecha. Rosh Hashanah means to get up. And Rosh Hashanah is a time of a serious nefesh. And whatever the serious nefesh might mean, I think this is the definition of a serious nefesh. To move. What until now was part of life, we can't move, to move something like that. I made my own suggestions. But for sure we have to give a move Rosh Hashanah. There's so much tragedy going on, so much sickness going on. So much going on. And you people, we've been a Torah, we're the life. Kadosh Baruch Hu will be Tevei us, every patient, every childless woman. Kadosh Baruch Hu will be Tevei us. Where are your tefillahs? Every chayla. I want to tell you something. This I'm ending with my own self at this moment excluded, the women. Chazal tell us, Yizor b'nashe sechem. Be careful with your wives. Shedimoseh Matsuyas, because they cry easily. And kol hashorim nina luchutz mishari demoyas. All the prayers and all the Torah and all the Yerushalayim, everything that doesn't go to Hashem, only tears. And they have the power. They have the power. Should Hashem help us that from this audience, from this tzibur, should go up a cry to Hashem, that Hashem should bring the geula, we should have a shana tova and a mesukah.
The Torah lecture that you just heard is dedicated to the memory of Rav Shimshon David ben Rav Chaim Avram Pinkus Atzal, his wife Chaya Mendel Aleiha Shalom, and his daughter Miriam Aleiha Shalom, who were together tragically taken from us in a fatal car accident on Yud Beis Nissan Tov Shin Samach Aleph. Rabbi Shimshon Pinkus Atzal was one of the founders of Shalheves. He shared his Torah wisdom with us for 16 years and participated in close to 100 Shalheves weekend seminars and in many, many more lectures. His potent messages passed on to his listeners his strong unswerving bond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his enthusiasm in Kiyum and Kedushas HaMitzvahs and Kedushas HaZmanim. His words brought individuals closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and his pure Torah Dig Hashkafa, so beautifully presented, instilled Yiddish character and true Torah values into Jewish homes that will be sensed and still in generations to come. We are grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the schus of having recorded all his lectures to share with Klal Yisrael. His words will live on and continue to inspire us and bring us closer to Hashem by serving Him better. It is our fervent tefillah that any steps of growth acquired from this lecture to be a schus for his aliyas neshama, Harav Shimshon David ben Harav Chaim Avram Zatzal, and for the aliyas neshama of his wife and daughter Chaim Mendel and Miriam Aleim Ashalim. For additional cassettes, please contact Shalheves at 718-633-3005 or 718-438-7332. We're located in Borough Park on 1270 48th Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11219.